Is it cover me
all the way? Turned
oh,
up.
I was gonna do a whole nother song.
You could do that too. So turned up.
I can't now. That's a whole.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like this is Disney camp and they're trying
and
to make kids.
Be all the way turned up.
Yeah,
the
they do hear that shit like that. And I'm like, oh, I hate Disney Channel. After Lizzie McGuire stopped coming on Disney Channel, yeah. Trash, kind of. Like, That's So Raven. What else was good?
I wasn't the, what is it? Excuse me. Blame It on Charlie. What was it called? God Bless Charlie. it was some show with Charlie on. Good Luck Charlie. And Wizards of Waverly Place. Yeah, these are Disney shows.
Good Luck Charlie?
Yeah, something like that. If I'm wrong, correct me, y'all, but...
And it sounds like it was during that era where they was trying to bring back them kids wearing, like, layered clothes. Like, they had them dressed dumb as shit on Victorious on Nickelodeon. I've been jumped out the Matrix. That shit was mad weak. Like, what is this gay-ass shit?
You know what? Well, I know iCarly isn't part of this network, and fuck Disney for supporting Zionism. But, I was cool with iCarly. Now, I wasn't a diehard fan, but when she was on, I wouldn't turn.
Yeah, no, iCarly was cool. I think that was like the last program I was involved with on Nick.
Yeah, that like wasn't a cartoon. Yeah,
like regular TV consumption. Yeah, anything after that. Because like I was last dedicated during Zoe 101.
Yeah, definitely. And
that ugly bitch got pregnant and then fucked everything up. Ugh.
Didn't she turn into a Trumper? A Trumpstress?
And she looked like it, too. Jamie Lynn Spears looks like shit. Like, oh, God. Girl, you ruined the rest of our childhoods because you made Zoe 101 get canceled. And then you also look like a bloated foot now, too. Burning hell, bitch.
Oh, no.
Treating her sister fucking crazy. And she's the younger one. Piece of shit.
Oh, really? Oh.
She looks like a Zorbog.
Zorbog. Can you describe the shape?
Jamie Lynn. Chin. Her chin.
She Jamie Lynn shaped. Spears built.
You know what? She's probably built like Ur from Omicron Percy I-8. Futurama reference.
Okay, so I feel like it's cylindrical in nature.
You know, have you seen the aliens on Futurama? You know, they kind of look like the mutant X-Men.
Okay.
The big one, yeah. When he was going to cut off Fry dick. Well, his nose to use as the dick. Ooh. His lower horn. You don't remember this?
Oh, my God. I do not remember that episode.
Wow. Loved it. Yeah. So she definitely is a head shape. A shapely woman like she is from Omicron Percy I-8. So.
Okay.
Eternal suffering for you, Jamie.
I remember Death by Snoo Snoo, but you're not built like them ladies.
Not on her best day. Not on in any day Jamie Lynn got left on this planet. She will never.
No.
She won't even sneeze close.
It's not even
in her realm of probability.
A quantum possibility.
No. We are absolutely jumping two quantums for that to be Jamie Lynn Spears.
She need about six quantums.
Yeah, because her chin is going to get shaved off after
that's a
three.
A couple lifetimes to get that built.
Foul bitch. Shouts out to Britney Spears. I'm gonna get her book.
Yeah, Britney, we love you and your knife dance. But yeah, Degrassi,
Sagittarius Supremacy.
That now it used to be called the N, and then it went to Teen Nick. But Degrassi was my shit. I loved it. Whatever it takes,
loser.
Your mom.
I couldn't. It was too hit ass. Like I've always been conscious of like dialogue with shit early, and I think that's why even with anime, certain ones I'd be like,
You read the whole Zane book, like you just
yeah.
That's why Degrassi wasn't it for you. It just
and see no, it wasn't even no. It was just corny. Like why y'all? I've always been very pretty.
Is Canada not hard enough for you?
It's like, why y'all talking so white? And they talk like very square. It was very different from mine. And it was like always corny. It was never smooth. It never like translated socially to real life at all. And it wasn't funny.
We know what Toronto life could have been really different.
Yeah, look at Drake bitch ass. Like, it's horrible. Like, that and Disney is kind of like in the same parallel. Like, Degrassi was Disney with drug abuse.
Okay.
Was it not?
And some real life problems. Yeah, they had some real life things. Yeah.
I just couldn't give.
I was still giving Nickelodeon, though, because Disney wouldn't touch on half the topics they touched on.
Like what? Was somebody getting raped or something?
Yeah, sexual abuse. Trigger warning. A little too late. Excuse us.
Right, we didn't.
Back it up. Trigger warning.
Okay. That's
sexual
good.
Abuse and I know drug abuse. Like online predators and teen pregnancy, bullying, bringing weapons to school. Jimmy got shot. He ended up in a wheelchair. JT got killed over some gang violence. Shout out to that actor. But yeah. It was a pretty deep show. I liked it. It got, you know how they start doing Next Generation season 2.
And I remember all of that. Yeah, so by the time I even found out about Degrassi, I was already in high school. I was already in high school. Mm. No, like, dang. They was like, oh, Jimmy. We was like, who the fuck is that? Like, I remember up Chicken Pin when they was like, oh, yeah, he was an actor. We was like, what was he acting in? And they was like, yeah, Degrassi. What?
Wow.
I guess certain people, like, if you had that type cable, but even when it was, like, on the end, I was never watching that, because I think Rocko's Modern Life was also coming on, and I think for a little bit, Doug came on the end, I was watching that. Yeah, no,
did
it just...
Did you have a little avatar on the website?
Oh, what? No, I don't even know what that means.
Oh, my goodness, yeah, the end had, you know when avatar websites were real big back then, they had that feature on their website and you can like chat and dance and go in rooms and stuff.
Fun. I remember when the internet was interactive and fun like that.
Yeah, I had Mies. Did you have one?
I had Mies. They were like the kind of blocky built ones, right?
No, they had a little shape to them.
No, they're actually 3D. Who am I thinking of? I had Mies, IMVU, Gaia, and I'm missing one.
Penguins?
No. Oh, Club Penguin. What a time that was, right?
Pure. Actually was never on it.
Pure. Hey, hilarious. Damn, chat room. Oh.
Yeah, Neopets.
Fucking Neopets. All them websites are probably
websites
like, damn.
Are down.
Gone.
They are so down.
404.
They are not around.
Damn, wow. Shout out to that.
Oh, my goodness. Millsbury, Pop Tropica. Great websites. Great sites.
But my name's Eon, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Codename Coochie.
Blast from the past, because that was all I went through. I'm Jazz. Hi.
Yes, and we haven't been here in a minute. You know, life, you know, taking care of ourselves, doing all of the things.
Taking care of business.
Oh,
taking
first.
Taking care of business at Office Depot. Remember that commercial? But yeah.
I never knew they had a jingle.
Yeah, they had it was a point in time that was their jingle. But yeah, wow. A lot of nice changes happening. I'll be on a little hiatus for a bit. So
yeah, so we won't be having any new episodes for a minute, you know.
Yeah, not too many, like maybe one or two new ones, but no. Okay.
Yeah, so definitely we did want to apologize, everyone, but you know, again, taking care of business, you know, Jazz got a fabulous opportunity. We're going to jump on all of that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, thanks to you everybody for rocking with us as you have been.
Yeah, thank you. We love you. Thank you to all the supporters, day ones, day fives, day 20s, day, hey, I just found you.
Day 26, so, huh?
Day 26.
The nigga from day 26 is on, like, the FBI most wanted of, like, baby daddy finds. Did you see that on Twitter recently?
Is he evading his child?
Yes.
Oh, just like
he's, like, the number one or the number two. Yeah. Oh, it was on Twitter
That's
the other
horrible.
Day. Horrific, right?
Not sure. What a fall from grace.
So, you know, a lot of things have happened since we've been away, and we actually are going to speak on those, you know.
Yeah, because we have some thoughts, damn it.
And first off, I just want to say really quickly, one of the things that's happened recently was Funny Marco had his interview with G Herbo and the nigga Southside. Those who have watched it in its entirety, you know, if you have any thoughts, what are your thoughts on that? You know, hit us up on the IG, you know, email us, coochiecues@gmail.com. Y'all know the IG. I just want to say really quickly, whenever me and Jazz get in front of a camera, when we ever have guests on a platform, I will all the sooner bust somebody in the back of their motherfucking head before they ever try to come on our shit to disrespect us in any manner. I don't give a fuck how funny somebody think they might be. Because one thing, if you think you funny, I'm going to show you. I'm a comedian.
Uh-oh.
I just wish Funny Marco didn't even do that interview. It was...
What about it really ground your gears?
All of it. Southside, the fact that he switched up soon as G Herbo bitch ass came in there. Because they were having a real regular cool conversation. He did a whole 180 soon as G Herbo got in there and started dick sucking.
Oh.
He tried to... The whole money thing, nigga, you making it seem like Marco broke, but then you trying to fake give us some money, but now, I thought you said you get bread, so why you trying to fake shake that nigga down for the bread back? Then it was your bread, and you letting G Herbo tell you, oh, let him keep it. You're a bitch, and you're gay.
Uh-oh.
Sucking that nigga dick hella hard in the name of disrespect, and G Herbo, I don't even know how he's alive, so I don't know his whole Chirac, whatever, history. He's a fucking clown. He's a skinny ass red nigga with some fucked up teeth that happened to have a bad baby mother twice, which is crazy. And I see why Ari not dead ass looking back on him, because my God, what a joke of a nigga. That shit was just bitch made all around. And for Marco to... he a better nigga than me. That's all I know. God bless them. I would dead ass punch a bitch in the face if she thinks she would come on our shit trying to play with us.
Yeah,
just wouldn't have this shit no more. Like, bitch, I'll bust your ass.
Yeah, that whole scenario is very cringy. Prior to G Herbo even coming on, you know, Southside was, you know, very responsive, having regular conversation. He wasn't trying to act away. And as soon as Mr. Libra comes into the picture.
G Herbo, I'm sorry. Like, they is, like, bitch made.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Libramen are,
sassy.
They're something else. They're truly something
and
else.
Cancer men are sassy as well, but like, it's something like Libra niggas are dead serious about they bitch. Like, when they want to act like a bitch, they're dead serious. Like, they mean
that. They'll get catty, like prissy, in a very unbecoming way.
Very prissy in an unbecoming way. Like, I feel like Cancer men, the theatrics come from, I just want some attention. Hug me.
And then they'll straighten up.
Type shit. And they calm, right, and they calm down.
Lieberman, he has to have some other placements to bring that down. He definitely
all does. Earth all Earth. My God,
if he likes to get peed on, he probably has a water placement. But the water salmon is something else.
Water salmon are nasty. I like that though. I really love that.
Yeah,
about
they're adventurous.
Water salmon.
You know, like water, they just take the container of, you know, whatever's going on. They're down.
Yeah, I cannot deal with another triple water sign. Oh my God, I can't do that.
That was like a jellyfish on your face, wasn't
Scorpio
it?
Scorpio sun, Cancer moon, Scorpio rising.
Throw that back in the ocean.
Woo, that was just too much.
Absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, and as soon as G Herbo came onto the scene, he told complete
terror.
Now he's teasing him, talking about how he looked.
And it was so grade school, like, just mean-spirited the way in which, like,
yeah,
I'm
like
all
middle
for
school
a joke.
Boys.
I'm all for a joke. Make this shit funny. It's just mean-spirited little middle school nigga shit. I was just like, I can't even find no humor to respect these grown-ass men. Like, y'all are 30-plus. Go to hell.
Yeah, it was cringy and difficult to watch, and it was really just, a petri dish example of what actually happens out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in larger numbers.
I'm just still, and thank you for bringing that up, actually. Who the fuck told G Herbo ugly ass he was cute?
Uh-oh.
The way in which he kept talking about Marco saying he ugly, but I'm like, you ugly too. Like, you just the light-skinned version of ugly.
That's his cue. Because he's light skinned.
Fuck out of here. And this is why people hate red bones now. Bitch, like, you were nobody's cute. You got all this bread.
That'd be a lot.
And you won't get your teeth fixed.
Ooh.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Him, J. Cole, Fabulous, all y'all niggas are pieces of shit. Y'all got bread and y'all won't get y'all girl fixed.
Not the crooked smile.
And J. Cole for that. Like, you don't get no points for that, dickhead. Get your shit fixed. Grown, like, this is what I hate about heterosexual men at on a large scale. You have the means to fix yourself and you just want to look like a dirty ass motherfucker just because, oh, I got bread.
Dirty ass
motherfucker. And bitches be going for it and I just be like, I just can't. Give me the bisexual man if it means somebody won't care about their looks. I'll take it. Because these niggas are really cruddy as shit and be thinking, oh yeah, your hairline uneven, you got lint in your hair, you got on a gold chain, but you know, you got on some of Mary's. Bitch, you look stupid and dirty. And bitches be standing beside it proudly. Face be nice, everything. And these niggas look like they had an aide at school.
Yeah, like on a scale from 0 to Saudi Arabian Leo, like they definitely...
Saudi Arabian Leo?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They're in the mirror for 2 hours.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like those guys are like a 1. To
yeah,
the look, you know,
and I'm just like, just muskrats. G Herbo looks like a fucking muskrat, and for him to really be like, oh nigga, you ugly, excuse,
you know what, he looks like the New Year's baby, like very just round head baby. He looks like a toddler.
I wouldn't even give him that because he don't even have
legs.
He don't even have a new... Nothing about his face gives newborn. Everything about his face gives menacing 12-year-old. Because I'm going to be honest, I think Southside's a nice-looking man. Unfortunately, he's a dick-eating follower, but he's nice-looking. Objectively, he is a nice-looking nigga. G Herbo, though? Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
That shit was weird. Like, damn, the optics. You following this nigga, and you the better-looking one. You supposed to be the Beyonce, bitch.
Uh-oh.
Niggas don't even know how to be the leader. Lord.
Mm. Horrible.
Moving forward.
But yeah, God bless. Don't let nobody play you, y'all.
Please. Sexy. Huh. So I went to Sexy's in our absence. I went to a Sexy Red concert.
Yeah, during the gap, yeah.
I wasn't pleased. Sexy came out 2 hours late. She had to play Pound Town 3 times. And in her absence of those 2 hours, her DJs were not... So she was having local talent, like, come out, you know, before the shows in certain cities. And I guess she had some DJ come to the Philly show. It was bad. Like, we were chanting for Sexy at least twice. The DJs were playing, they were just up there on their phone bullshit. And they did not curate anything. I'm hearing Party in the USA.
They played Party in the USA.
Miley Cyrus, yes, they did.
I still can't believe that.
It just wasn't serious at all. And she did take one, she only took one break. But I guess for her to be taken serious, she needs a whole new team, long story short. Like, Sexy needs an entire new team. I know her concert in her hometown was good, but like the one, that shit was a waste of money, I'm not even gonna lie. Like, and I'm all about supporting the girlies, but that shit was trash. Like, it, like, is really no way around it, under it, over it. That shit was bullshit. On top of... I just want Sexy to win, man. I want her to win.
Yeah, like, I was very surprised when she announced her pregnancy.
Pissed off. When she said that, yo, I ain't even gonna lie. I wish I could have got a refund for my tickets. And again, I want her to win, but bitch, we not here for your pregnant shit. Like, bitch, you pregnant?
You know, and I just, with all the pregnancies lately, honestly, that you know, were poorly timed. And you know, and you could sit there and be like, hey, who are you? Right, who am I? Right? But I know things.
Your career's trying to take off.
You were at the pinnacle, not even pinnacle number one, because people can have, you know,
yeah, they like, go but up, you, right? You are starting to get a lot of notoriety. Bitch, you should have got that abortion. Hate
and
to say
you
it.
You want
to
have a baby, like, right now? Right
who
now?
Who the father? Is he even getting as much, does he have as much success lined up for himself that you have? Most likely not.
And you've already experienced the gift of birth once. What is the rush?
What?
Into the second one. I don't think her first one is 10. You know?
Can't be.
So it's like the thinking, and I also, that is also a petri dish example of what happens in our community. Come on now. Like, why?
I'm tired of seeing black women do this shit to themselves, and I understand, you know, it takes two to tango, but I'm gonna be so for real. You can't follow men. Like, as a black woman and you like dealing with black men, no, it's not no, oh, he's a leader since when? Historically, you can't tell me a time where men in general have been great leaders. The world is in hell because of men right now, and I already didn't say that before. But in these relationships, no, you cannot let the man choose the tempo of how y'all gonna go. Mm-hmm. Unless you want to be doing some dickhead shit looking crazy in 10 years.
Definitely. And I used to be one of those girls. I used to be, you know, hey, you know, let the man lead it. But
hell yeah.
Yeah, but where will he lead you? And the woman really sets the precedent for what's going to be going on. Because if you notice, you know, a guy might try something and you let him know we're not doing that and they straighten up. You have now guided. Have boundaries.
Right.
Exactly. You put things in place and now guided where the relationship or the connection is going. And that's what you're supposed to be doing in general. And I had to retrain my brain to be like, oh, okay, I have more power in right. situations like this. Because women, we give up our power a lot of times to a man who he don't know what.
For the optics, because of okay. how you, what you were previously told. And it's like, hell, bitch, yeah. you like living a good certain type way, don't you? You can't be listening to these crusty motherfuckers.
Like, he don't got it figured out.
That's why he crusty.
Exactly. And really looking to you.
Exactly. To uncrust you. So, motherfucker, we going
uncrustable.
So, we're going to do quite a couple things in my heavy suggestion for the benefit of everybody. Yeah, girl. Sexy, wah!
Yeah, like, why get pregnant right now, you know? And to the people that are like, oh, well, you know, she got enough money to do it. That's besides the point.
She would have even more. But, I mean, coulda, shoulda, woulda is the fish that passed.
Yeah, and then Miss Mermaid, God bless as well.
Haley from Atlanta, and I ain't gonna lie, once I really pieced that together, I stopped caring. No, I swear to God, once people said that, and I was like, oh, shit, they is from Atlanta. Yeah, she gonna crash out anyway.
The behind curse some dick. Of Lake Lanier has permeated through the county.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of young black girls from a lot of places, especially Atlanta, they is gonna crash out at least once behind some dick. Ain't someone walking from Atlanta?
Yeah.
That bitch, oh, God, she got two baby fathers tattooed on it and some shit.
She put both her feet in her mouth.
And you know the sad part about both of them? They are both Aries women.
What?
That is one thing I can genuinely say about my sign women is a lot of them that will be like rough rider loyal to like hold on with both hands and feet to a nigga who really ain't about shit. And it's like, it's not even like, oh, I would have never expected. No, it's like the exact motherfucker you expect. And that'd be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna stick beside him.
Yeah, it's for that, real? It's that Libra opposite, I feel, pulling on that brain string.
I guess, I just...
With the relationships.
It is truly an air. I am not gonna lie, I am definitely on the... I am not in the majority when it comes to men and dating, because I've seen that hand over fist with Aries women. Like, they are absolutely... Yeah, that piece of trash nigga, yeah. Hissing possum behind it. Watch out. They is gonna go through hell and high water in the name of, oh yeah, this is not how it's need to be.
Yeah, if we have to say it every episode, please just be smart with your womb, protect it. It's womb wars out here, womb raiders, part deux. You know, so
yeah, and a lot of bitches don't. And I hate to sound woo-woo, and I'm never going to be, like, a anti-sex person in the name of spirituality, but, like...
Sometimes.
Yeah, I'm not one of those girlies, but you really gotta be careful of these niggas you let up in your womb. Like, that energy.
You know that the Southern ladies say, don't let him touch the bottom. Okay?
And it's like, I feel like a lot of bitches is letting wickedness touch the bottom too much. And it's like, this is why you out here, you don't have no peace and you're not having a romance that you want for yourself. Because you're just letting crazy shit come through.
Literally. Literally.
Stop letting it come through, ladies.
Ladies, you are an internal being. okay? You can literally harness something. What, you want to harness the bum?
A bum seed. Fuck out of here.
You want to harness scam? But like, what do you want to harness, you know? And that also reflects in the people that you have sex with.
So. And I hate to say it, but it's really true. Like, on a grand stage, like, black women are some of the best looking, and we have absolutely the worst dating standards. Like, black women are embarrassing as yes. front on an entire front. Black women absolutely offer the most and get the least. And they be like, oh, okay, well, it's fine. He can get it later. Why are you fucking men like, I hate seeing that. Bitches be like, oh, yeah, well, that's fine. He ain't got to have it. I got it. Why don't you just fuck a woman? Like, because you're the man now.
You lesbian?
Like, and I hate to use the community so derogatory in that, but like...
No, but she wants to stand up in her masculinity.
You just want to stand up and being a stupid bitch. Like, fuck the masculine and feminine. Why are you stupid?
No, but even that's not a natural thing women do, is want to do for a man so much like that, you know? Like, in
and it was no no reward, no regard, and I just be like, damn, yeah, bitch,
with no provision from him. Like, I'm all for, you know, making him feel appreciated and giving back in that way, of course, back. Of course,
back,
yeah, after he has invested.
Like, these niggas ain't like, damn. You gotta pick him up. You gotta drop him off.
He's taking you gotta, your car.
But like, niggas be asking women to hold money, and I swear to God, that's the one that makes me jump out my fucking skin.
He showed me a tweet of a girl. It's deleted now because she's been embarrassed. Good. A guy was asking her, "Hey, do you have any weed to smoke?" And she was like, no. And he was like, do you have any roaches?
Oh, yes. He was like, you trying to roll up? And she was like, she ain't got no weed. So he was like, oh, all right, damn. You don't even got no roaches? Nigga, why don't you got the weed?
And it's a twofold thing right here. We're about to blow your mind. So why would you ask her, the audacity of a guy to ask, right? And then Eon pointed out, why is he even comfortable enough to ask you this question?
Like, men will try it. That's why I hate when bitches be like, oh, no. I hate women that did ask me trying to act like it's beneath us to ask niggas for money. Fuck out of here, bitch, because I know you're sucking. Bitches eat niggas' ass. Bitches eat niggas' ass, and they don't even shave their ass crack. So you can eat a nigga ass, but you acting too proud to ask for a couple dollars?
Yeah, you're going in there tongue blind, but you afraid to ask for him to pay for your oil change. You afraid to,
like, and then you want this motherfucker up under you all day and all night. But you feel some type of way, and you think you a weird type of woman to ask a nigga for something. When I tell you, these bitches are nutty.
Yeah, don't be nutty.
Pussy and common sense just all deflated. Like, girl.
As the elders say, a dry purse and a wet ass don't match.
Bitch, and you just stupid. I don't know if the old people say that, but I'm going to just tell you, you whack as fuck. Yeah. And you need to stop.
And then we were also reading up, I think this was also a tweet where, you know, if you quote unquote give it to a guy, right, early or whatever, he'll look down on you. Like, even if.
Oh, yeah, it was saying something about, yeah, like, men who, like, that just goes to show, like, men who think so poorly of themselves, they don't like you because you finally had sex with them. And it's like, and some women was also trying to conflate that to be like, oh, well, yeah, that's why you kind of got to make him wait. Bitch, that's the type of nigga, when you fuck him, whenever, if it's 90 days, 9 days, 9 months, he's still about to act iffy with you after you gave him the pussy, because he's a loser. Like, that's just the bottom line. Yeah. If you gotta do all these, oh, I'm a weight gain girl.
You have to require things. Like, look, you want to deal with me? Okay, here's what we gotta do.
Right, and like, straight up, be straight up. Like, bitches be like, oh, I'm a weight, just ask what you gonna ask, baby, because just ask so he can tell you no and you can move on. Mm-hmm. But bitches are scared of that reality.
Yeah, now he got a schmooze and con.
Right, like, come on, like, oh, you gonna wait 90 days to fuck
into some sex that you know y'all eventually gonna have, but then you scared to be asking and doing.
Now
stuff?
You playing the waiting game because you gotta see if he stand up enough. Bitch, ask him about them tires yesteryear.
You playing the Christian girl game.
They getting bald.
Okay.
You liking them.
It's the winter's approaching.
Is y'all going? Have y'all been out? What's going on? How are you feeling? How are y'all vibing at the dates? have y'all been on the dates? But bitches want to play these 90-day rules. And just
do you
ask.
Even know if he could help you in a pinch like that? How about that?
Right. Have the, like, where are you going? Do you really want something with someone? Absolutely. Cool. So what? I don't know. People play these very, I want people to stop listening to She-Ra all the time too. And I will say she makes a lot of sense. But for a lot of women, they are not prepared to go down the road She-Ra is absolutely telling them as a wise financial advisor.
Or smooth slash game enough. The ladies don't have the swag to do that.
Because they weren't raised with it. And that's the biggest part, I think, with She-Ra and the other lady is like, what they're saying has a lot of validity. But ladies, you're taking what she's saying black and white and running. You don't know any game. You got to sit this one out. And I think nobody really wants to tell the girls the truth on that. Like,
and She-Ra, but She-Ra also says,
she's not a relationship lady. She's a financial advisor.
All of that. And also, you have to make this fit for who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. She said, you don't know me. You don't know what I've been through and who I am. You just know me sitting here. She was like, people don't even think I have legs. So
she's so fucking funny, but she's right, though.
She's right. Like, you have to tailor this to who you are. If you know you're not cutthroat, okay, try this one dude at a time. You know, don't get three and start going crazy, you know?
Bitches can't even get two. Like, I'm not gonna lie, and I hate to admit, I see some of my homeboys have showed me some of the things women say. I am genuinely appalled at the state of affairs for some women. A lot of bitches.
Do you happen to remember what you saw?
Corny shit, bitches having no game, bitches saying the wrong shit. I wish I could be lying to you right now. Unfortunately, is a lot of women that have zero. You can tell, like, they have strictly only ever relied on whatever niggas have ever approached them, and they just pick up from that strictly. And it's painful. Like, oh, a lot of bitches have not gotten past like 10th grade. Like banter.
Is it like emoji heavy?
Not even emoji heavy, just dead ass corny. So the one nigga, he sent the screenshot and the one girl was like, oh my bad, I ain't say nothing to you, but yeah, I'm gonna be available Friday. You can take me out on a date now. Her message from that versus the last time she said something to him. She said that last month in October. The last time they spoke was around my birthday.
What are you just going through your Rolodex? You definitely got to be smoother than that. Now I get going round the block again, right? You have to enter smoothly.
She
bust through in her wrecking ball.
That's, and then the sexy nigga was like, I ain't never even fucked this bitch. Right, so you can only do that once you already then gave up the pussy and y'all have an established,
yeah,
you can, tumultuous thing going.
Right, you can bust back in somebody's life like that because you've earned like the bust back pass.
Exactly, right? Bitch, you ain't give up no pussy. Apparently, you ain't even fucking smooth.
Back of the line, ma'am.
Real bad.
back of the line, ma'am. It's like, actually,
done.
Scan her ID, put it on the wall. She's banned.
And I'm just like, and bitches really be thinking that's the move. Like, that was your game, bitch. You didn't practice that play. You can take me out now.
Girl. You didn't even say, you know.
How you been? I miss you. I've been thinking about you.
You know, you crossed my mind. I hope you well. Hey. I'd love for us to get back together again.
Right. Life been going
smooth.
Bitches don't even know how to talk to the men. Like, you're not even going to be soft enough.
Like, you can't, it's two things. You can't talk to them like a teenager. You can't.
That's one and two, so it's three.
It's like with the looks and things, like, you can't act like a teenager. You
gotta be grown.
A little youthful look to you. Okay, cool. You gotta act like a grown
being,
ass woman.
Nobody wants to deal with a young bitch. Everybody wants to deal with a young bitch, but nobody wants to deal with a young bitch.
And that, thank you. That is the dual thought.
Absolutely.
I had.
Like, you can girl, one
no
thing
one
about
to deal
me
with a problem,
and then you being all types of whoop de woo, what the fuck about it.
But one thing about you, excuse me,
I know how to lay it on real smooth and thick if need be.
Yeah,
I love,
but it's not suffocating.
Exactly. Like, I love to be a saucy lady. Like, you know, I absolutely have Hey, I've been thinking about you. What's how you been?
Exactly.
Men like that. I like that.
Yeah, you could always start with the "you cross my mind."
Men love it. Men love that. How you about you? I thought about you. How you been?
Yeah, if y'all seen each other a couple times, but ain't nothing really go down. You could even say a dream if y'all got that rapport.
Not a dream.
You know.
Oh, I hit a nigga where I miss you. Did I particularly miss him? Maybe not. But I'm thinking about you to text you. So yeah, I missed you. It's true enough. I'm texting you, right?
Yeah, miss you was like level two. That's a little. That's one like thing about layer thick.
Listen. Me and this Cancer rising, we're going to do what mm-hmm. we do. Mm-hmm. I enjoy, as an Aries woman that is very passionate, I enjoy romance. And I need you to talk to me like Pepe Le Pew. So I'm absolutely, my Rough Rider jacket is up on the shelf in the closet. Closed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know how to do the tango. That shit, you can take me out now. I couldn't believe that shit. I was like, it ain't even no defending this.
You can take me out now. Yeah, let's go write the Crown Fried. Because with that attitude.
With that bitch, attitude. Bitch, you was going to the hole in the wall. The red door. The red door lounge, you go.
Michael's Cafe. That's where you going.
They closed on all car. Day.
With that attitude.
The diner with the bullshit seats.
They all ripped.
You can't, the wallpaper.
You can't sit on the left.
There's a mural on the wall that's chipping.
Mm-hmm. The other side of the seat will come up. But yeah, ladies, please be smart with the dating and reproductive choices.
Please. That y'all yeah. make. Women as a whole, we're going to get it together.
Yeah. Speaking of the...
Getting it together.
Getting it together in the woes of Atlanta. Keith Lee. Atlanta has a spurt.
And Keith Lee exposed it.
He did. He held out his cross and his The Rock. And he rebuked it all.
So Keith Lee, a few weeks ago, was in Atlanta doing his restaurant reviews that, you know, a lot of businesses have been in his DMs begging about coming through, you know, all of that. And boy, did them motherfuckers show their ass with their requirements. Keith Lee went to Atlanta and exposed their restaurant culture.
Atlanta.
That is absolutely heinous, and I really enjoy and respect his business model, because he doesn't go in, he get his family to go. He is the first black person I can genuinely say right now that's a man that's using his platform to not want the special treatment.
Mm-hmm. This is real life undercover boss that he's doing, and he exposed a lot.
What pissed me off the most was the people getting defensive for these bullshit establishments and their fucked up ass rules. Because I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Unless I get to shake Wolfgang Puck's hand at the end of my meal, I'm not waiting no motherfucking hour and some change to be seated nowhere. Mm-hmm. I'll take my money somewhere else. There's a lot of these businesses that did as treat their clientele like they're expendable, but the reality is like, we made you. But they don't treat their customers like that, and they boof on the regular people for the celebrities all the time. And people are like, oh, no, well, they work really hard. No, they didn't. And I hope every single establishment that Keith Lee talked about with them bad practices, I hope they go bankrupt. I hope they shut down. I don't care about them getting no type of redemption, because they was dead wrong. And the fact that he even exposed their hand like, y'all only doing this because I am who I say I am, but y'all not treating regular people like this. So my review wouldn't even be fair at that point. May they rot and piss.
Yeah, the restaurant that he went to that said an hour for his family, he goes in and now it's suddenly 5 minutes. And in addition to waiting an hour, plus, I'm sure on busy days, you have to go and wait in your car. There's not even an area for you to sit in the restaurant to chill.
Right, and I'm just like, yo, in these grass walls, and the Hennessy it can't save you.
Anytime I see a grass wall, it's kind of like a PTSD Pavlovian response.
Yeah.
With black restaurants. Like, I know I'm going to have to at least have 2 drinks before this food comes out, because it's going to take minimum 40 minutes.
And that's another thing, like, and I hate to say it, but to be in my late 20s, if it's a spot that people my age be going to often, I'm not really interested in going. Mm-hmm. Where the motherfuckers that's 35 and up go? Oh, because everybody's is sitting to eat and have a real meal that's reasonably priced with reasonable wait time. I don't care about the day party. I mean, the brunch slash day party shit no more. No. Because you get your bullshit waffle after 4 hours.
You said your bullshit waffle.
Like, if it's not a buffet, like, DC at first was really good with it, especially when we were in college. Mm-hmm. Oh, now? Yeah, no. Mm-mm. What you mean? What? No. Fuck out of here.
Lord, and then don't let the food be too salty. Then the whole thing.
You waited for not.
Like, damn. Is Big Mama your arm back there? She can't taste. Because you know when, they start to lose the taste.
Oh, God. Nothing is worse than waiting long for salty-ass food. That shit has been my 13th reason before.
It's horrible. And then two restaurants in particular that he reviewed. One is Milk and Honey, and one is another name I forgot. Just the disrespect and hubris that they've shown in response, talking about who is Keith Lee. The same person that's about to put your shit in the ground.
The
babe.
News.
Pick your casket. Time. Pick your casket.
TMZ, The Shade Room, everybody let them know, yeah, this is who Keith Lee is, bitch. And it's like, to do that, I'm sorry, capitalist ain't gonna work with black people. Black capitalism is not gonna work neither. And I'm pretty sure that's only a message for black men, because let's be for real, black women not doing it like them. Black capitalism ain't gonna work, motherfuckers. Hang it up. Flat screen.
It won't work until your perceived success is funneled back into the community and not whisked away into other neighborhoods,
into
other communities.
And it don't even be other the rich white people. But it just be a thing of like, capitalism ain't gonna work. There is no such thing as black capitalism that's gonna benefit anybody. Like, you are now the new white. It doesn't work. You shouldn't want to be that. And that's another issue that he exposed the hand of a lot of these businesses. Y'all aren't even in it for the right reason. You just want some money and you want to have your shot at your regular little time celebrity stardom type shit. Like, you don't want to do this for real. You want to do it so you can be in the rooms with some adjacent celebrity and look a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to do anything for the love of the game no more. And that's the fucking problem. Which is why I say black capitalism, it ain't gonna cut it. It's not gonna work. It's not. Oh, yeah, but if it's not. It's not working now. Atlanta is an example of it not working. It's not sustainable, people.
Yeah, the ideology definitely has to change before we can get back that community that was in, what was that, Tulsa? The Black Wall Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, before we can get anything close to that, we have to get back to a communal mindset.
And it's too individualist and selfish. Mm-hmm. I just find it incredible that people were even mad with Keith Lee for telling the truth on these businesses. And somebody even said, oh, you're just supposed to take the perk and shut up. And I'm like, this is why black men, y'all at the bottom, and it's the respect is so minimal.
Mm-hmm. Because you'll sell out for anything. What'd they say? You stand for nothing, you fall for anything.
They just some stretch asshole ass niggas. Like, y'all just gotta gape.
Loose booties?
Niggas will stretch their asshole far and wide for opportunity and then really turn around and be like, oh, and fuck everybody. You are a gaping, loose hole bitch that don't stand or respect anything outside of your leaking, greedy, gaping hole.
Bleeding.
I fucking hate these niggas. Like, you greedy, insufferable pieces of shit.
Yo, tore them up. Yes, sister. Soldier.
Shouts out to her, man. She was right about a lot of shit.
Yeah, goodness. But yeah, definitely. If you are a black business out there, please use all of these things as an example on how to treat your patrons. Please have reasonably priced things.
Remember the people that help you get to where you are.
Exactly. Remember those people. Do give back, because it is given back unto you.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And, don't be an asshole. Take criticism. No one is above reproach. No one is above reproach.
Nobody.
Like, if you are getting criticism from trusted sources, just take it. even people, if you put your work out there and you're getting like the same type of feedback, even listen to that, you know, take the constructive criticism and grow.
It's okay. Like, ain't nobody perfect. And if anything, if somebody's trying to come to you with some real shit, what damage does it do to hurt and hear it out?
Exactly.
Don't you want to be better, bitch?
They use manure to grow a garden.
Not manure.
They use shit to grow. It's like,
but I mean, that's true though.
No, that's true. So like, take all that crap and transform, and what is it? Transmute that into something that helps you succeed. It's possible. You can do it.
It's possible.
It's possible. Yeah. So Atlanta, do better.
And speaking of moving forward, we're going to talk about Santana real quick and academics. So, yet again, of another example of gay black men speaking up for women. Santana jumped down academics' throat with both feet and the BBL. And basically confronted academic on a grand stage on social media, basically calling him out and saying he's a bitch and he needs to stop running his mouth all the time and stop talking so crazy to women, which is all very true. And it's also sad because I don't think I've ever seen none of these other rappers jump in academics' ass. I mean, outside of Vic Mensa.
I mean, maybe they have. That's why they don't get on him like that.
Vic Mensa and I'm trying to think, somebody else. I think Shy Glizzy did, actually. But something, and maybe I'm missing one other, but for the vast majority, men do not get on academics for when he always talking so crazy about women, and he does that shit all the time. He has so much vigor and vitriol when he talks about bitches, and it's not the same. He don't have all of that when it comes to when he talk about men. And I'm glad Santana confronted him, and he's standing on business, and he also got in Charleston White bitch ass, too. It's unfortunate that none of these other rappers is doing justice for us. But I'm glad Santana's doing it. Because, goddamn it, if he ain't really tell... I really do want him to beat the shit out of academics.
I believe he will.
Oh! I am confident if they ever let it happen, Santana gonna kill that nigga. He gonna fuck him up.
Oh, yeah.
The academics bitch ass ain't gonna come outside. And that's the part that bothers me the most. Academics is such a bitch, but he's never out nowhere where he can ever get seen or checked.
I never noticed that.
He's never nowhere. He's never no fucking where. Because it's not like it's not niggas out here that wouldn't pop his ass. But it's the fact that you always got all this wild, slick-ass shit to say. Santana offered him to come somewhere. And I'm pretty sure academics ain't going or didn't go.
Wow.
Exactly. Like, that's what I hate about people like academics. You have everything always to say, but nobody can never find you. That's the problem. Why are you never outside?
Yeah.
Why?
All bark and no bite.
Somebody professionally and cordially challenged you.
Cordially.
And you're not going to step out there. Why? But you always got some wild shit to say.
To a duel.
You always got something to say, so why you can't go outside? It's a gay nigga stepping to you at that. You so whatever. Go ahead and do that. And Charleston White, I don't... Yeah, Charleston White, he's weird. He's wild.
And Charleston White is...
I can't explain him. If you don't know him, I just don't know what to say.
Okay.
But he's a wild ass nigga, so I'm glad Santana rounded his bitch ass up too. Love you, Santana. And it's the fact that even in the last time when he got into with academics, like the latest video I seen, he gave this nigga academics and Charleston White like pointers on how they could talk about him. If somebody gives you pointers on how you can get them, please be real scared, because that means is no way you beating them in any fucking arena. Not with the mouth, not with the hands, not with the internet shit. Santana did as laid out a path.
Not a path.
Swear to God, he really did. Like, he was like, you can talk about my album sales, you can... And that should be all the more reason academics should shut the fuck up. Anybody, and let this be a real life lesson for anybody. If somebody is lining up the ways in which you can talk about them and y'all are having beef, shut up. Shut the fuck up and start apologizing. Or just act like the shit ain't happened.
Yeah.
you about to get embarrassed and boxed up in the way in which you really didn't think.
Yeah, there's nothing much you could do to a person who owns it.
There's nothing much to who owns it and is also letting you know, you can have this to say, but I promise you, you're not about to, what I'm about to hit you back with is something way out of the stratosphere.
Way.
Don't do it.
You're going to want to hide.
Yeah, that's exactly what that means. Mm-hmm. They laying it out for you. Don't even pick them cards up. Don't pick them cards
don't,
up.
Don't even peek. Don't. Drop. Stop. Drop and roll.
Out. It's not a good look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't be those type of men, y'all. Stand on your words.
Stand on business.
Stand on business. But you know who actually didn't stand on business?
Who?
Miss Palmer. Did you want to go to her yet, or did you have some more thoughts?
Nope. We can absolutely finish this with Miss Palmer. So, Keke Palmer, recently, you know, she went public. It became public information that her baby father, her broke-ass baby father, Darius, he's abusive. Shocker, not really, because, you know, everybody was saying something was off with that nigga the way in which he did the tweet when she was, like, outside, like, oh, you're a mom. People that know, know. Men that do corny shit like that tend to be also abusive. Like, that's... It's in the realm of controlling. She's Keke Palmer, and who are you? Exactly. And the fact that this is a woman you sleep with. You have evidence that you sleep with her now.
Literally.
You have her number, and this should have never been on social media. Immature little boy stuff. Now come to find out, he was putting his hands on her for a minute.
Over a year at this point. And they just had a baby. 8 months.
That baby 8 months old already?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so. Glad she's getting out of that. But what I will say is, from all of this, it's not that I don't feel bad for her, but it made me question Keke Palmer, because if you had all of that going on at home, why you make that public post about Krishan when you did? And that be the shit that when people be like, they don't fucking like Virgos because they do corny. That's the exact type of corny shit people hate about Virgos. Y'all will dead ass run your mouth and have big ass judgment on other people when you got bullshit going on in your very own yard.
I forgot she even did that.
I did not. That was that was one of the first things I thought of when all of this was being said. Because that just shows your character as your own person. I don't care what nobody say. I have an issue with people who turn around and shit on others when they too got something going on, or they were also in a spot similar.
Mm-hmm.
You know this bitch had this crazy ass nigga, and Krishan even said, you got my number, so you going on IG for what? But Keke also was online talking about, you know, she didn't want people in her business or something like that. And it's like, okay, but bitch, why don't you give that same... Yeah, like, the fact that...
same courtesy.
And somebody on Twitter said that apparently she apologized to Krishan, which is good. But that's not going for me, because it's the fact that you still did that in the first place, and the whole time you had a bum-ass nigga beating on your ass at home. You wasn't in too much of a different spot than Krishan, and you made a public post, and you had that girl number. You fake as shit.
That is fake.
Unless I'm missing a piece to that, even if she did apologize, is the fact that why did you say that in the first place? As a woman, I never fuck with women who do shit like that. Like, you steady talking on the next bitch, but your exact situation type crazy. Where's the sister solidarity?
Yeah, where is it? You know, and it's okay to own what you went through, and in that truth you can help other people from an authentic space instead of being in the same shitty situation that they in.
And you trying to, and you basically being a hypocrite.
You being a big old hypocrite. You
like,
are.
Like, granted, I hope she gets away from all of that, and the baby father, all the prayers down to that bitch. But that was like the biggest thing that has clicked in my mind with all of that. But also, I want to say, like, I need women to for real start being choosier about their men, because I'm so sorry, you can't tell me he didn't have, and I am not necessarily outright blaming her, but is the reality that bitches be accepting corny ass shit from men and be thinking that shit is okay until it's not. Case in point, like, I'm so sorry, like, I've seen it too many times in real life as well, and a lot of women don't want to acknowledge it. Motherfuckers be doing shit where it's like they giving you signs and signals that they're not really fit for you. And I'm sorry, she was really dating bottom of the bucket. This nigga broke his shit. Like, who is he? You're fucking Keke Palmer. You could have found a lot of other, you could have let a lot of other niggas get you pregnant. She could have got a decent ass rapper to get her pregnant.
She could have.
You're getting beat on by a bum ass nobody. And I'm not saying that, oh, it's not like that a rapper
the bills.
Type shit. And I'm never to say like, oh, if a nigga had bread, he wouldn't have been beating on her. No, because it's abusive rich men, but come on now. Ain't nothing worth, you at the bottom of the barrel with it. Your baby father, a broke ass nigga beating you up. You got zero out of that whole entire situation.
Zero.
And I need black women to really start being for real. What are you getting out of this? Because that you saying, oh, companionship. These niggas don't be about shit. Stop saying like, oh, yeah, well, we just got each other. No, you got everything and that motherfucker ain't got shit. You're getting beat up by a bum. You were getting your ass beat by a bum.
That's not funny, excuse me, but it's just the optics of that.
It's crazy, because I need black women to start really looking at this shit as crazy as it is. Because I need women to just start thinking, worst case worst, bitches be too hopeful with niggas who don't have as much as them. And that's just really the bottom line, because a lot of us have gotten brainwashed as kids to accepting where he at. So I got to make sure I got my own everything. But because I'm fucking with him a little bit, he ain't got shit, it's supposed to be okay because it's going to work out.
Yeah, I got to wait for him and, oh, he'll get there. And, oh, well, it's okay.
And black, and we get told to do that shit all the time. And more times than not, bitches don't get no reward.
They don't. And you end up sharing your stuff, or he start asking you to help him get some stuff.
Like, this nigga is alive. But like, women need to stop having dating relationships with men who are absolute liabilities. Keke Palmer, if she wanted to fuck that little beige nigga, sure, whatever. Everybody need their little itch scratched. But you actually hooking up with this nigga and getting pregnant? That's horrible pussy management. I don't care what nobody say. Then
he's broke. That's the poorest I've seen.
And then this? And then this? It was already goofy from jump.
But now it's out of control.
It's insane.
It's radical.
Like, and I just want women to start really, like, and I hate the fact that it's one of the things where it's like, oh, well, we got to talk about, no, I'm all for, no, start stabbing these niggas the first time. Stab him in his leg. Kill him if you need to. Bitch, you want to get your ass beat and pay taxes in this lifetime? No. Run away. Something. And I'm not to say like, oh, you can always size up when the man is going to be crazy, because unfortunately you cannot. But when you start paying attention more to how motherfuckers truly are and stop lying to yourself, because that's a big issue with women, they will lie to themselves about the man they got just because they want one.
Mm-hmm.
All this shit is too crazy. Like, no, we need to really take a step back. Like, you dealing with a motherfucker who ain't got shit to lose. That's a problem in itself.
That's dangerous.
Even without the nigga being abusive, that was dangerous from go. You're getting pregnant by a nigga who ain't got as much as you. And, like, I don't know. Like, it just be breaking my heart, because it's like, you are fucking Keke Palmer.
Yeah.
Like,
you
no, but like,
Keela in the B. People look up to you and grew up with you. Like,
bitch,
you're that girl.
Like, and you started with that and everybody loved you from that. And you have literally done nothing but blow up five times harder since then on that.
Mm-hmm.
You're not moving like a woman that, like, you're fucking Keke Palmer. Not with that beige bitch.
No. And then a lot of girls who, and, you know, forget the, oh, you got to raise the kids. A lot of girls look to that and be like, oh, you know what? That's okay. If Keke can do it, I can do it. You know, shit like that.
Hallie too. With that DDG too. Nigga. I guess he's a streamer or a rapper. Cool. That's fine. But it's still like the type of woman you are and the work you put into yourself. Your partner is still a reflection of you, or at least definitely how you feel about yourself. Is this what you want to be tied to?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers, that's not necessarily, they should be kissing your shins every day you wake up.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, a lot of the women look at the situations you put yourself in, like, aren't you worth better than that?
And that be the problem. And I'm tired of black women. And I've seen it all since the whole thing with Kiki and her baby father, since the other day. When black women are trying to avoid that very real conversation, y'all don't got no fucking self-esteem. And y'all pick anything ass niggas just because you want somebody.
Yeah, just because you lonely.
A lot of that's the ugly truth. Too many black women, especially these young ones, are too scared to sit by themselves. So they just... oh, well, you know, he ain't... And I'm not saying nobody is going to check off every fucking box all the time. You're human. Bitch, you probably ain't checking off your own goddamn boxes all the time.
Okay, tell him.
But it's like... for real? Somebody, like, is... It needs to be a real conversation with black women. Like, y'all are dating bottom of the barrel niggas in comparison to yourself because you're running away from a fear of loneliness. That's fucking stupid. That is fucking crazy. You are risking all of what you have built up and worked for a motherfucking man that's a piece of shit. And I'm tired of women acting like, oh, it was sprung on them. Because I promise you, anyone I've seen in real life, it was always a sign. And I have three real examples where I have told bitches, something wrong with that motherfucker and this ain't it. That motherfucker weird. That was all the shit to say. He shouldn't have did that. Bitch, you don't think that was strange?
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, and with that, it's always a bullshit excuse be in the name of, oh, I want the boyfriend. Like, oh, well, he ain't mean it like that. Oh, well, no. Niggas ain't gotta lie, because the reality, unfortunately, is bitches will lie to themselves. And on top of that, even the men that do be lying. Women be smarter than that, and they be accepting the bullshit lie. I'll tell anybody, motherfucker, you can lie to me. Tell me a better one than that before I really get ugly.
Absolutely.
Bitches be accepting anything just for the optics of having somebody. That's crazy.
That is. And they know because they feel that it's wrong, but like you said, they'll create something to make it sound better. They know because I was one of them girls. I knew. I was like, man, this is a little off, but you know what? I love him, you know,
like a little off, but I love him. And that's how, but that's how they be in their mind. It's like, oh, because the love is there. And I'm like, if somebody loves you, they are going to at least make sure they are proud and a good enough example of a man to stand beside you.
Mm-hmm.
Bitches be taking, like, you are taking care of this man. Bitches need to start being embarrassed of that reality. You are taking care of a man. You are a woman taking care of a man, and you're all supposed to be dating.
He has your car. He's asking you for money. You are paying at the pump. You are handing your things over. Like, what do you get? And you're getting nothing but
outside of some dick.
Pictures and some dick and maybe a you know, half-ass ass massage.
And then
after your long day at work, you know, while he may be in your home.
And the dick don't even, I'm coming to hear stories of women been with these cheating ass, broke ass, weird ass niggas, and the dick don't even be big nor good.
It's like at that point you have to look at yourself because you already signed up for it. He got his shit down packed. You look crazy.
As a bitch.
You look crazy. Cause now you have signed up for each and everything that's going on. You're complicit.
And now this nigga, you elevating nigga, living good, looking better, all that, and you struggling cause now you gotta be responsible for you and helping him out. Slave. You are a slave.
You notice your clothes starting to feel a little tighter. You got a gray. You got a new wrinkle. You looking crazy. You're sleeping horrible.
Right. Sleeping less. Eating crazy.
Eating crazy. Like someone is literally threatening siphoning your life right now. Threatening your life right now.
Siphoning your energy essence.
And you want to keep that. Please get a plant. Get a pet.
And women dead ass be like, just in the name of love. And I ain't gonna lie, a lot of women think is normal and okay because that's what they seen their mother do. And yeah, I know and too many down. People who, yes, literally are doing the same relationship pattern as their parents. Mm-hmm. I learned in high school, I did not want my parents' marriage. If I felt as though I need to cuss you out like that and throw glass at your head and all this other bullshit, I don't need to be with you. When I think about my parents' relationship and how I even just date as my own person at 27, my mother was absolutely participating in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, girl.
And that's not normal. And that's how.
And it's so common.
And it's so common.
And people have grew up in houses way more dysfunctional. And are out here dating, got kids, doing everything the same that they hated what their parents did. And that shit never not blows my mind. Like, you chose to sit and do the exact same choices as your parents and wonder why you 27 looking like shit.
Yep.
You got all these kids by this motherfucker. You ain't happy. You just, like, you living your mother's story all over again.
Yep.
Ain't paying attention to shit.
And wonder why you got high blood pressure. Number one killer of black women involved with heart disease. Yes. So, the high blood pressure can turn into heart disease. So, and you're under all this stress that you have put yourself through to some degree.
In the name of trying to love a motherfucker.
You have to take accountability. And I know people like to joke about women not, you know, hating that word like vampires and the like. But...
But it has to be a real conversation. Real
thing, and you need to take the reins of your life, because anything can happen out here. And you just, what am I going to do? Bitch, what are you going to do? It's your life.
Because seriously, like, and I'm never the one to say these conversations don't need to be had to men. Because no, they do by and large. But I'm also noticing the reality is a lot of women have to... you want this companionship from a demographic of men who's not interested in doing right by you. So guess what, bitch? You're going to have to do something different. You're going to have to stop dating that demographic of men that's really fucking wilding on you the hardest. A lot of black women are scared to be by themselves. They don't, because they realize if they start having real standards that'll benefit them in their life, a lot of niggas, they will not be able to entertain in any capacity anymore. And they don't want to deal with that reality because they don't want to be alone.
Yeah, it's scary. It's lonely at the top. And that's scary. I get that. But you got to want more for yourself.
And it's not, I'm going to be honest, it's not scary. Nothing can be scary about making you happy and making sure, nothing can be scary about making sure you're good. A motherfucker, like, because women who deal with these men is like, they not taking care of you anyway. So what are you scared of letting go of? Not having this bum ass stressful motherfucker sleeping next to you at night? Bitch, you don't sleep that much anyway.
Well, some people feel, you know, away with boundaries. And that could be an anxious filled time, you know?
Oh, to have a boundary to stand on.
Right, to stand on your 10, stand on your boundaries. That can be an anxious time for people. So that's what I meant in that regard.
Okay, it is scary. But you know what else is scary? Living the rest of your life with a motherfucker who ain't doing for you the way you doing for them.
Mm-hmm.
It is also scarier to be living a life unfulfilled and you've been in a committed relationship for years.
Mm-hmm. One of your neighbors might do PCP and you never know when your home gonna get broken into. So you take risks every day. You know?
Real shit.
Especially living in the inner city.
Especially living in an apartment in the inner city. Like, it is way... I see that that's the biggest plight. Like, that is black women Achilles heels. These fucking relationships that they hold on to with men. I have seen that shit since I have been a child. Successful, well-to-do black women. And where is their life? Where's all the stress coming from? That motherfucker they chose to have a baby with. That motherfucker they chose to live with. Marry.
Yeah, and you also need to get past ego, because a lot of the choices as well are made in ego. Like, you know what? I could do this. Or, you know what? I'm a hold out and my can gonna be, you know? And
even, hold out? Shit, at least hold out. Do that. Do that.
Something. And at least outside of, you know, dating outside of black people, you need to come outside of yourself and look at your own standards, because you'll encounter the same thing in different colors and Sperry's,
yes,
and Sari's. You'll encounter it in all types of people if you don't change within yourself.
Thank you for saying that, because some people really be acting like, oh, the issue overall, like, no, it is black men out here that got some do right in them, absolutely, just like it is with black women.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, you can't say, yeah, oh, I'm gonna go fuck with a white boy. Bitch, you're trash.
They'll what be you worse desire, because literally, they're super passive.
I'm like, bitch, you're trash. The type niggas you're, what you want versus what you getting is still on the same level, because you're not doing the work to actually make sure you're trying to get what you want. You're a doorknob, bitch. You're letting everybody get a turn and you're not speaking up for yourself.
Yeah.
You're gonna have the same issue with Chad too.
Like, you know, if you haven't already, please start at the nail salon. If you don't like it, say something. That's a great start. Start speaking up. Please, this is your life, body,
oh my God, yes,
money, resources, especially body. People want to get in your pants and you scared of saying something?
I'm sorry, I'll never just get over. And it was on Twitter where someone was there that's talking about, like, you know, women feeling some type of way when they're in a relationship and they will ask their friends for money. I'm so sorry and call me old school, but yes, it's no fucking way you got a nigga and you're asking me if you're asking me for money, I'm going to assume you asked him first and he ain't got it. Now that is going to, yes, now we are in the conversation of, so what y'all doing together?
Because I'm looking at you so sideways, because not you giving it up and really locking it down with somebody who can't help you.
And I understand when things happen, because honestly, real life stuff do happen. But like, no, scenarios of like when, like when you told me about one of your friends like asking for money, it's like, no, bitch, you absolutely need to be asking that nigga. You not at, you fucking on these niggas, you letting these niggas run through your fat ass, but you scared to open your mouth and ask anybody for $40. That's crazy. That's, I'm so sorry. No, for me, yeah, that's going to be a problem. Love my bitches down. I'm always there to support my friends. But yeah, no, if you got a man and you asking me for money, especially if I know it's a habit and you got a whole boyfriend, oh, fuck no. We having a real talk.
Yeah, somebody that you're dealing with consistently, anything. Is somebody that I know about, I done seen and heard about. Oh, so.
Like, no, you're for real. Like, you got a motherfucker and, again, y'all, I understand really things happen, but it's a pattern of you coming and asking me for money and you got a whole nigga.
That's what I can't stand for, because I won't enable that. Because friends that, okay, I get you. Okay,
why you not asking him?
Why you not asking him?
Because I know you doing shit for him, especially, and I hate when niggas be like, oh, do you bitches even? Shut up, nigga. Everybody just hates your bitch ass. Women always do shit for men they are dating. Especially sure if they care about him. So it's like, yeah, no. Sure you do. Can't tell me you not doing nothing for this motherfucker and he can't give you $90?
He don't have that for you, but yet you doing all this.
You cooking.
Cooking, busting it open, cleaning.
Bitch, I'm about to bust your head open. Stuff. No. Hmm? Everybody breaking up. Where the nigga IG at? No, everybody's breaking up. Because it ain't no way you doing all this and he ain't got no money for you.
Yeah, no.
So I got to spot you. That doesn't make sense. But this a nigga, like, what?
That doesn't make sense.
You doing shit for this nigga and he broke. All right.
Oh, and Lord, please don't have no moral quips about it. You're definitely out the game. Just be a nun.
Yeah, the Christian like, girlies.
Like, oh, you know, or I don't need no handout from no man. I got my own and I don't need no, girls, ladies, that's not even how that works. Do you say that when you go to clock in at work? Do you say, you know what? I don't even need no check. I just love the work. Is that what y'all say?
For real. Because that's what they sound like. That's what they sound like. I said, yeah.
That absolutely, is that what they, okay. So.
That's just one I'm just never going to agree with. Like, you feel comfortable asking your girlfriends for bread, but not a guy you're dating. That's fucking bonkers. And again, it still stems from the fucking reality. Women are scared to ask because they're scared of getting told no. And then their feelings are going to be hurt after the no. And then they feel like, okay, I'm going to have to stand on not fucking with you. Or I'm going to still deal with you looking dumb even after you told me no. No, bitch, stand on some business and go ahead and ask. Women are scared to ask because they scared of hearing that no and what they'll have to do after that.
Yeah.
Rip the Band-Aid off, pussy.
Yeah, and you know you'll have to leave. And even with staying with somebody that told you no, that's like a scarcity mindset. You can get it from
a nigga, I'ma hate you.
You can get it from somebody else and leave that person alone because you know they won't do for you.
And then there's men out here who did ask, like to tell women no just because. Mm-hmm. You can die on your grandmother's porch. I'm leaving. Goodbye. Like, I don't do men who want to do the no justice pool. If you can give it to me, why not?
Yeah, like they get a kick out of taking women's egos.
I cannot and will not ever deal with no men who feel as though they want to have a lack mentality when it comes to dating. Now, I'm always a reasonable bitch, and I'm gonna ask you all the time within means. But you just saying no just because? Have a good day. I don't even play them games. I'm not going to ask you why. Because the justification ain't got shit to do with me. And it got everything to do with him.
Or testers. Oh, I just wanted to see what you... Why you wanted to see what I wanted to do? No. Bye.
So if I broke this glass on your head, would you be mad? Because I just want to see what you going to do.
Here we go. Yep. I can't stop her now, y'all.
So if I sprayed my perfume on your jeans and then threw a match on it, would you be mad because I just want to see what you was going to do?
Like, how rudimentary and immature could you be? Get out of my house! I didn't mean that, though.
Like, so if I just dragged this knife, not stabbed you, but if I just dragged it across your neck just to look at the skin rays, what would you do?
Ooh, happy spooky season. That was like, soul-worthy.
Like, I need women to meet men with their insufferable bullshit with exact rage. Mm-hmm. I don't care what nobody say. Men, when they are met with somebody that's willing to die behind it, the narrative gets very different. And I understand that may be a big task for some women, but the reality is, bitch, nobody is going to have you like the community that you have, and all the, and unfortunately, it will not always be the biggest. But if you truly want peace in this life, you really have to be willing to die about it. Unfortunately, because nothing is going to be given to us for free or nicely. Sometimes, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to meet these motherfuckers with where they had you fucked up at. And you're going to have to drive it home.
You are. Yep. You can grow together. Don't build together. You don't look good in the hard head.
Love that. Mm-hmm. Closing remark.
Thank you. All hearts and minds clear.
Hearts and minds clear.
All right, our lovies. You can find us via email on the interwebs. Coochie Q's. That's COOCHIE, letter Q, letter S, at gmail.com. Instagram, codename Coochie, all one word. TikTok. And, yeah, we love you.
Yes, we'll definitely try to keep some things or see what we can have going in the meantime. But thank you all so much for the support, and we love you guys. Don't feel ashamed if you want to reach out to us and check on us via the DM. We appreciate that. Any questions? Yeah, we can still answer questions and anything too.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Absolutely. So, you know, we might find a way we can do some type of engagement in the in between meantime. So, yes.
We love you, everybody. Have an awesome week.